This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk. I am alone because the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield, is in England, hopefully having a lovely time with her family and doing lots of exciting stuff. And oh God, what if she's eaten a cream egg? I would take your arm off for a cream egg right now. But yes, she is not here, but she will be back very, very shortly. We actually recorded an Ask Us Anything episode just before she left. But because I am true to brand at all times, we haven't actually had time to edit that and put it together. So what we have for you this week is a very special episode with my chat with Dr. Marco Lenz of Zellens. That's coming up next. It was fantastic. He was so interesting. He was one of my favorite people to interview. He's a fascinating man. He was really, really funny. And yes, for those people who are interested, he's also very attractive. But I think I managed to hold it together. We shall see. I actually haven't listened to the interview back since I recorded it, so that will be fun for me to listen to as well. Eesh. A lot of you did send in questions. I did want to ask them for you, but we had a little chat beforehand, and Dr. Marco is the best and the nicest and the most professional, and it's very difficult for him to answer specific questions when he can't see your skin. So perhaps that's something we'll be able to do another time. Who can say? But he is full of amazing advice. I genuinely learned so much from him. I could sit and talk to him all day. Just a couple of bits of new news to get through that don't involve Harry buying me cream eggs that have come up. There's so much happening at the moment, I feel like. First bit of big news, I guess, is the Charlotte Tilbury launches that were announced this week. A brand new eye palette, the Icon palette. It is a 12 shade eyeshadow palette. Very different from stuff she's done before. A lot more colourful. There's a David Bowie motif on the front of it, on the packaging. Like a big pink and blue thunderbolt. Well, we love that, obviously. Yeah, it's kind of different. Very sparkly, lots of, well, I guess not that different in that it's lots of pinks and peaches. Charlotte loves a pink and a peach. But it's lots of pinks, peaches, a little ivory in there. There's a grey, there's a very bright blue. It's a lot in there. It's very interesting. Can be used wet and dry. It says it can be used on cheeks as well. So I guess you could be using it as a highlight. It's £55. It's limited edition. You would be wanting to use it as a highlight as well, I guess. If you're paying £55 for it, that's big news. I know a lot of people are excited about that. We've also got a new lip product from Charlotte Tilbury Latex Love Liquid Lipstick. I don't really want to have to say that when I've had a drink, which when you listen to our Ask Us Anything episode, you'll realise wouldn't be my first time. Charlotte says it's her naughtiest lip yet, if you could believe it. Very, very high shine, intensely pigmented liquid lips. It's got new technology. Make it more long wear, make it more wearable, make it more comfortable. We are getting these in to test, so we'll try them out and we'll let you know in a couple of weeks' time how they feel. It's 6 shades, everything you'd expect from Charlotte, really. I would say 3 more red coral shades and 3 more pinky nude shades. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see all these glossy, shinier sides of lipsticks. I feel like I'm never going to be the biggest liquid lip lover in the world. I just love a stick. Just love a stick, me. But yeah, I'm kind of excited about these. So that could be fun. Also new right now, which this is a very interesting one. I am curious about this. New palette from Bobbi Brown. Bobbi Brown Molten Drama eyeshadow palette. Now, this is something different for a brand. I mean, Bobbi is really breaking all the rules of her own stuff. I think people always think about nudes when they think about Bobbi Brown. But she's doing a lot more colour these days. The crushed lips were killing it. We love those. And this is a palette that is 10 shades. 10 eyeshadow shades. There's two larger pans on either side of the palette. We've talked about this being a trend this year, so two larger base shades. And then these eight more focusy shades, I guess. There's a lot of pink in here. Again, a lot of pink, a lot of purple, some coral, and then there's a couple of goldy tones and then a very sparkly silver. Apparently this is the new chrome metal eyeshadow palette formula, not palette, eyeshadow formula. Yeah, I'm curious. The Bobbi Brown Molten Drama, and this is $59. So if Charlotte Tilbury is £55, $59 makes this a darn sight cheaper. There's some similarities. They're not completely the same, but I would imagine you wouldn't want both. There's the blue in the Charlotte that isn't in the Bobbi. But other than that, lots of pinks and this shot of silver. So that's an interesting trend we're seeing coming up. Also brand new, ColourPop. Our good friends at ColourPop. Loads of new stuff. They're just churning it out right now. But the big news is they've got BFF Mascara, BFF Liquid Liner. Now, again, these are on their way to us to test. But, you know, $8 for a liquid liner, actually, not the cheapest, is it? Because you can get a good old NYX. We love that NYX liquid liner, and that's not too far away in the price range. And $8 for the BFF Mascara, again, definitely comparable to a L'Oreal. And L'Oreal Lash Paradise, you know how I feel, warm and fuzzy. So I'm going to get those in. We're going to test them for you. Harry and I will both give those a test. The great thing about these, I think, is that there's a lot of colours. And colourful mascara, colourful liners in particular, can be quite difficult to find, especially this felt-tipped style liquid liner pen. There's a red, there's a yellow, there's a blue, there's a green, I mean, there's a white, obviously there's a black, and there's a mascara and a coordinating liquid liner in all of the shades. So that's really interesting. Going to be curious to see what they are like for the $8. That's sort of the higher end of the ColourPop price chart. So we shall see. The main event of today, far and away, very clearly the most important thing, is my chat with Dr. Marco Lenz. I don't want to just go on about how much I loved him, but I do. And I've loved Zellens for a long time. When we were offered the opportunity to talk to him, I was so excited because I genuinely have used Zellens for a very long time, like several years. I can't remember even how I first found out about it. I'm assuming it was through being involved in the industry somehow or one of the blogs that I read. But I've tried so many of the products. I love the power concentrates. I love the serums. The serums are incredible. The face oil, I think, was one of the first face oils I've ever used. And I really, really, really love his powder blush, which I guess is not skincare, but kind of because it's infused with skincare benefits. But anyway, basically what I'm saying is Zellens is a fantastic range. Obviously not the most affordable range on the market, but definitely a range, product range, where I see where the money you're paying, where it's going. So I'm going to hand over now to, well, actually I'm going to hand over to myself and Dr. Marco Lenz, and you can listen to our chat. Here you go. So I'm very, very excited. I am right here in LA, joined by Dr. Marco Lenz, beauty industry legend, somebody who we've been asking, you're laughing, but it's true. We've had lots of requests to talk to you. So this is really exciting for us.
Thank you.
So I have been a huge, huge fan of Zellens, the brand, for a very long time now, which seems crazy. But for the readers and listeners, who don't know about the brand, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, this is like a cosmeceutical skincare brand. It's a brand that I created because I wanted a higher performance ingredients combined with botanicals. Mm-hmm. So it's a hybrid brand, basically. And when we talk about Zellens, we talk about products that deliver the efficacy. Yep. And products that have been extensively tested for the safety and efficacy. And also, one of the main features of my brand is the fact that I don't believe in a single hero ingredient in a formula. Aging is a very complex process, and we cannot fight it only with one ingredient. So therefore, in all our formulas, we have a combination of multiple ingredients that work in synergy. Therefore, in that way, we can target different pathways and mechanisms of skin aging and achieve the best possible results.
Okay, fantastic. So if you could tell us a little bit about your career journey and how you came to be here with your own brand today, how would that start?
Well, I'm a plastic and reconstructive surgeon. My field of interest is skin cancer. So when you do the skin cancer, you're inevitably studying also skin aging, because skin cancer is happening with skin aging. It's one of the signs of skin aging. And that's while doing this research, I started actually, you know, the whole story on topical antioxidants. I was looking, you know, how topical antioxidants can neutralize free radicals and reduce the damage caused by free radicals. And that was my first product. I developed that product and, you know, I published the results in a peer-reviewed medical journal called Journal of Drugs of Dermatology. And that's how I started then, you know. And I had then a great passion, you know, to create more products. And once when you enter in a lab, you don't know how to get out, you know, there's yeah. always, you know, a need, you know. And also, you know, it's very interesting because consumers are always asking you, you know, we need this, we would like to have that. And you know, when you really work hard in a lab, you're developing so many products. And, you know, many products will never see the light, actually, never be launched. But still, it's a process of, you know, it's not just, you know, a simple process. It's a process that takes years for some products to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. So you're in LA specifically to educate us all about a new launch. And actually, one of our listeners, when I asked our listeners what they would like to ask you, they were like, please get him to tell me about the new launch. I was like, well, yeah. I think he's gonna. Yeah. I think that's a given. So if you could tell us a little bit about the new product.
Yeah, we are launching actually two new products. We launched the Z melatonin night repair serum, and we are launching triple action hand cream.
Oh,
so let's start with the hand cream.
Yes, you know, do.
Hands are really, women are, of course, you know, very much concerned about the hands. And I realized that the major concern of the woman is having not only the dryness of the skin, she's concerned about dark spots on the skin and also the skin on the hands losing the volume and firmness. So, and this hand cream is actually specific for that, because we develop a nice moisturizer for the hands, but at the same time it brightens the skin and it helps to firm the skin, promote suppleness and plumpness of the skin on the hands. And it's not greasy, because you know what? It was very interesting when we were doing the testing. I said, before I do any clinical testing, can I give to, you know, all of my friends? And if they tell me that they can still touch their bags and makeup and the hands will not be greasy, we are good to go. You know, it's like for testing.
Yeah. And
the other product is a Z melatonin. It's a night repair serum. It is a melatonin, we all know, as an oral drug that we're using whenever we need jet lag, we have jet lag, or, you know, it's like some sleep problems. But in reality, melatonin applied topically can also help synchronize circadian rhythm of the skin. We all know that during day, if we're talking about circadian rhythm of the skin on the skin, then we have during the day a process of defense, where we're exposed to different environmental factors, and therefore the skin needs to protect and use all the internal system that will defend a skin against environmental hazards. But then in the evening, the skin needs the repair. Melatonin helps that. And this is a product, the serum combines also several peptides and other active and including also phytomelatonin, which is a melatonin extracting from plants. And all this combination, this cocktail blend of active ingredients, are helping skin to repair and promotes natural skin renewal process.
Yep. You mentioned just before about antioxidants and free radicals and pollution damage for skin. That's something that you were addressing with your range. We've been addressing it for a long time, but we're seeing it now becoming a real trend topic in skincare across the industry. Is there anything else that you see becoming more of a concern that people aren't aware about but should be aware about?
Well, you know, it's like my personal opinion, people want to know the word. There's some buzzwords that people like to hear, like people like glow, people like anti-aging, people like, you know, some words, but they don't realize, you know, sometimes that the protection is the first step. If you do not protect your skin, you cannot achieve the glow. And therefore, you know, it's like, and one of the main steps is actually first, you know, when you do the cleansing, not over cleanse the skin. Replenish your moisture, replenish the lipids that you lost during exfoliation, toning, and all these processes, and then protect the skin. And antioxidants playing an important role, and then the sunscreens. And we don't use properly sunscreens. We don't use often, and we don't use, you know, enough quantity of the sunscreen. That's the reason why we have such a huge increase in skin cancer. Like in 1935, there was one melanoma in 1,500 people, and now it's one in 50.
Wow, that's really scary.
And yet in 1935, we didn't have the sunscreens. And now we are overloaded with different sunscreens. So there must be something wrong that we are doing.
Yeah, it's scary. An article was going around this week. I'm sure you saw it or it was brought to our attention. But somebody was posting it in a lot of Facebook beauty groups. And we have one at Full Coverage. Our friend Caroline Hirons has one. Nadine Baggett has one. And someone was posting this article to all the groups that it was some study from some, I'm using inverted commas, university who had said, oh, sunscreens are just as bad for your skin as not using sunscreen, and it's kind of like eating margarine instead of butter. And loads of people obviously will have read this and thought, oh, are sunscreens bad for my skin? Obviously, my personal opinion is you do need to use sunscreen, but I would love to have a doctor tell our listeners.
Well, you know, it's probably if we open the subject of the sunscreen, we will stay here for a couple of hours talking about that and be me complaining and moaning all the time. But, you know, it's like, well, you know, I think it's absolutely non-fair. It's misleading for anyone to say something like that the sunscreens are not protecting the skin. I think nowadays there is no question that American Academy of Dermatology, British Academy of Dermatology, you know, they all confirm the importance of the sunscreen. And the recommendation of dermatologist is always, if you expose your skin to the sun, use the SPF that should be at least 30, and it should be broad spectrum, which means covering both UVA and UVB. And the sunscreen should be reapplied every 2 hours in order to have a full protection. So I think, you know, I heard different people saying and promoting this toxicity of the sunscreen, you know, it's like, or a disadvantage of the sunscreen, or comparisons between sunscreens and no sunscreens. I think it's really not conscious, you know, it's like to say something like that and to you know, to spread that information to consumers and patients, you know. Skin cancer is a very difficult disease. Melanoma is difficult disease. People are still dying from melanoma. And, you know, and we can prevent it. And we definitely know that one of the signs is, of course, stay away from the sun. But if you're going to the sun, use the sunscreen. So my recommendation would be always for the consumers to pick up the sunscreens that they really, first of all, to check that it's SPF 30 at least, to check that it's written broad spectrum where both UVA and UVB are covered. And then I always recommend them to, if they can collect even more data from the company selling the sunscreen on a phototoxicity data or all other efficacy data that the sun that they have, that's great. If not, one of the things, the tactile perception is extremely important. And why I'm saying that? Because if they try the sunscreen, they like it, and it's easily applied on the skin, and you feel good with that sunscreen, that you don't feel sticky, you don't feel that it caused the perspiration of the skin and so on, then you're in a good way that you're going to repeat using and reapplying this sunscreen. And absolutely the most important thing in a sunscreen is the compliance. You need to be compliant. You need to reapply that, because the biggest problem that we see is actually people go to the sun, like let's go to Santa Monica and have like the afternoon playing baseball or whatever, and you apply the sunscreen and you stay there for a couple of hours and you don't reapply. This is wrong. You're not protected.
Yeah, I mean, as you see from my glowing tan, I'm never out the sun. No, I
can see that you're avoiding the sun, which is actually the best prevention, to be quite honest. You know, it's like, you know, if you avoid the sun, that's the best. But, you know, now I was saying, you know, it's like, Did you ever seen the film movie called Death in Venice? I think, you know, I'm always amazed by this movie. It's a beautiful movie done by Luchino Visconti. It's shooted in Venice, and you see this beautiful image of a Venice beach with women completely dressed and taking the sun in cabanas, but you know they have a full dress. And they were staying there. Yes, they were still boosting their vitamin D levels, but not exposing the skin to the sun. And nowadays, you go to the beach, you see majority of women being almost naked.
Yeah.
With a little small bikini and nothing else. So we change also our behavior. We're exposing ourselves too much to the sun. And that's, for sure, you know, one of the major risk factors for developing of skin cancer.
I say, bring it all back. We need to bring back umbrellas, parasols. I love a parasol. I think we need to bring back some nice 60s long beachwear.
Yes.
Yeah, let's all get to Palm Springs in our long muumuus, and it'll be amazing.
Quite right.
I think it'll be a good time. And a couple of cocktails possibly while we're there. I don't know. What would you say is the question you are asked most commonly from women who are interested in skincare?
You know, it's a difficult question, you know, because you see different type of women and different, but they all usually, if I have to generalize, you know, it's like I make one, the most common question is, it would be definitely, you know, how you could make my skin look better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then when you ask, what do you mean by better, then you open Pandora's box. You know, she start with freckles, she start with dark spots, she start with loss of elasticity, you know, dryness, or, you know, patches, blotches, whatever it is. So it's very, but I think that the common, I mean, all women like to have, oh my God, can I have this perfect skin? And I think, you know, this is exactly where is the biggest problem. How and who is doing evaluation of a woman's skin to determine what that skin actually needs? And I think that very often, you know, woman doesn't get the proper advice, and they are, you know, spending a lot of money for the products, but actually they are not getting the right products for the real needs of that skin.
Yeah, that must be something that's been interesting to watch, because you've been in the industry for a little while. Has that become more problematic, do you think, as the years have gone? Now we know so much more, and people are not necessarily educating themselves, but being exposed to a lot more information. We have all these brands coming out that are single ingredient, and, you know, they're trusting consumers to go out and create a cocktail. I've seen that do a lot more harm than good with people when they think they can put together their own cocktail of ingredients. Do you think there is an issue in the industry now of women wanting,
well, you know,
something
it's very
exist?
Interesting. You're asking the same question. You know, today I was asked by a journalist, you know, who asked me the same question, what I think about these single ingredients, you know, and people mixing and matching. You know, again, I understand that, let's say, a typical example is vitamin C. Let's say we do the product which is containing 20% vitamin C, and there's nothing else in the product except 20% of vitamin C. It's a great product, but we can only have the efficacy of that vitamin C. So what is the efficacy of that would be brightening, collagen boosting, and antioxidant protection, but nothing else. So then you would have to add other ingredients, single ingredients, if you want to achieve other effect. And at the end of the day, my worry is when you start mixing different products which are not having the same basis, some are water-based, some of them are emulsions, some of them are oils, you're going to end up having so many products and layering, and many of them will just stick on the surface of the skin without actually going and doing the job where they need to do the job, which means in the skin, not on the surface of the skin. So, I'm okay with a couple of single active ingredients, but I'm not sure that I'm convinced that, you know, a comprehensive skincare regime should be self-made, and the comprehensive skincare regime should contain only a single ingredient, you know. Just to give you an example also, we have a Power C, for example. This is a higher concentrated vitamin C. It's a 20% vitamin C. So I put vitamin C at 20%, but I added so many other active ingredients that you had a much more wider activity of that product. So vitamin C can easily irritate the skin. So I added ingredients to help reduce the irritation that you could get from a higher amount of vitamin C. You know, then you get something else to replenish the moisture of the skin, something else to, you know, to fortify the skin barrier function. So I don't think it's that simple that you need just, you know, a simple ingredient. But again, I might be wrong. You know, this is my
had a lot of people write in and ask us, this is something that comes up in our Facebook group a lot, is hyaluronic acid, which people are buying hyaluronic acid just as hyaluronic acid as a serum. And then they're saying, my skin is dry and I don't know why. And I think because we see the very quick and easy commercials that say, this is a dream ingredient and move on, but they don't explain what it does or how to use it.
But, you know, I mean, hyaluronic acid, I think it's one of the typical, I mean, there are a couple of ingredients that we are playing, you know, is a mono ingredients. We're talking about vitamin C, hyaluronic acid. We're talking about retinol. We're talking about squalane. And maybe now it's magnesium, which is very popular, you know. So, and then, you know, it's like, of course. But when we're talking about hyaluronic acid, majority on the market that I saw, the products are water-based. They have a little bit of glycerin and they have water and they have hyaluronic acid and that's it. And then, you know, it's like you have many situations where I said 1% hyaluronic acid. Well, actually, it's not true. It contains probably 1% of hyaluronic acid that is sold to the company. But if you look at the amount of hyaluronic acid exactly in that 1%, it's probably 0.1%. Because if you make 1% pure hyaluronic acid as the ingredient, you will get a very, very thick and viscous,
really?
You know, it's yeah. You couldn't get. So probably, you know, it's like when you buy hyaluronic acid, you buy it and you use 1%, but that 1% is containing 90% is water and 10% is hyaluronic acid. So effectively, you look, you by adding 1% of that ready-to-go hyaluronic acid, what you get in reality is 0.1% of real hyaluronic acid. And of course, I agree with you. With a formula like that, that's simple. You know, you would instantly feel gratification because glycerin and hyaluronic acid will give you a nice feeling, you know, for momentarily, you know, and then you will see that your skin feels dry because it's not enough. And, you know, so you need something else to add and not a simple hyaluronic acid.
Yeah. You're obviously really passionate about formulations and your products, and you talked about not wanting to leave the lab once you're in there. Is there any dream product that you've been working on or something that you would really, really love to create that you haven't created already?
Well, you know, I'm constantly, you know, I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. You know, I'm testing all the products. You know, I'm doing a lot of work in the lab. I think my lab is extremely busy. You know, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, when you spend over 100 hours per month in a lab working, it's quite a lot. What would I like to develop? So many products, you know, we're currently finishing the spa line.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was a big project. And, you know, at the same time, I'm working with so many other projects, but, you know, I don't know. I'm thinking, you know, a good question today that I'm asking myself, will I ever be able to formulate a single ingredient product and how it would look like? So probably it would be a challenge for me, you know, because, you know, I'm used to, like, if you look at our foundation, we have 15 active ingredients. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to reduce it to 3, you know, it's like, and make it. But that's maybe a challenge. So I will try to see whether I can make much more simply a product, but still, you know, claim the efficacy. Yeah. I'm not sure.
That's a good challenge. That's a fun one. And just wanted to touch on your line for a moment. As I said, I've been a fan for a while. We get a lot of questions about the brand. And mostly we get the questions about the booster drops, about the D and the Z. And I just wondered if you could speak on those for a moment, just to explain to our listeners what
And this
they
is
are.
Exactly what you mentioned before. This is why they're popular, because people, you know, I realize one thing when you are asking, and you are now returning again to your previous question, you know, when the patients come to my office, my clinic, she already has the moisturizer that she's using, and she's very loyal to her moisturizer if she is happy. So it's like it's very difficult to interrupt her routine, whatever she decided to use. But these drops are actually like an accessory product, so it's easy to add to her routine without interrupting her routine. Please do not take my night repair product, because just add. So, and in fact, the concept was actually made to add this, but again, you know, although they are called A, C, and D, they are not simple A, C, and D. Vitamin Power A is retinol based. We are containing retinol plus two retinoids, and it's encapsulated retinol, and it's enriched with phospholipids, so that we know that they are actually that retinol will be delivered to the skin. And at the same time, there are other active ingredients which are repairing the skin barrier function, because the major problem with the retinol that we have is the irritation. With using of this product, you have minimal or no irritation at all, and that's the beauty of these drops. Power C is all about 20% vitamin C, so as I mentioned before, for people who want to brighten the skin, who want to boost collagen production, who want a strong antioxidant protection. And Power D is quite unique, because we know nowadays how much vitamin D is important when used orally, but topically it also has an important role. It has a very strong protective effect. It reinforces the skin barrier function, and at the same time it has some antimicrobial properties. And it's seems that some studies are saying that it's extremely important in a skin keratinization process. So basically a process of skin renewal. And I wanted to feature this Power D particularly for people who have a problematic skin, fragile skin, people who want to just, you know, boost the strength of the skin barrier function. And the beauty of all these drops is that you could apply them alone and then apply your serum or moisturizer. You can mix them with your moisturizer or serum. You could also use a couple of drops of A, C, and D, mix and match. So it's they're very, I like to say, like a versatile in terms of, you know, it's like of application. And that's the beauty of this product. And that's the reason why they have been so popular of that. I'm going to probably do much more products, similar products, because I realize that people like it.
Yeah.
But don't ask me to make a single hero product, because I can't.
Okay. I won't ask. If I could ask one question, which I know is going to keep you up all night, but if there was one piece of advice you could give to our listeners about what they could be doing for their skin that they might not already be doing, what would that be?
Well, you know, there were probably plenty of them. I would say, you know, be careful with cleansing, because do not over cleanse the skin, you know. And I realize particularly here in United States, people like to over exfoliate the skin. And when you over exfoliate the skin, your skin is going to get thinner. So skin needs to be repaired. If you exfoliate, make sure you replenish the moisture, make sure you add ingredients and products that will increase the thickness of the skin. That's definitely one in United States. The other thing, you know, is definitely protection. You know, I have to say, you know, maybe if you have like an antioxidant serum and it doesn't sound, you know, so sexy to you, sorry for saying that, because it's not claiming the word glow or whatever, but actually there are plenty of studies showing The importance of topical antioxidants in protection of the skin. And this is extremely important, I would say, that people very much forget. And the other thing, you know, I would say that, you know, do not use too many products. People also using too many products. You know, sometimes I'm wondering, people are using every day different regime. How can you see what is working for you if you change every day three different products? I mean, in order for one product really to see the results, you need at least 2 to 4 weeks. So start using and enjoying this product to see, be compliant when you're using, you know, that skincare, so to see the real results.
There are so many fun things out there. I think that's the biggest problem now.
Well, of course, you know, it's like we're overloaded, we are leading, you know, there are so many bloggers, there are so many influencers, there are so many celebrities, you know, who use the products, you know, it's like, can you say, oh my God, I have to try this. Did you look at her skin? She looks fabulous. I need to try it. You know, it's like, and you're always tempted, but actually, my advice, you know, is like when you decide to use one product, give it a time, because that product needs a time in order to deliver the results. Unless it's something like an instant, you know, an instant effect. Is exactly.
Yeah, amazing. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
I would sit here and talk about my skin all day, but I fear I will keep you for the rest of your life. So I'm going to wrap up, but thank you so much, Dr. Marco Lenz of Zellens. We'll link to everything below in the show notes. I'm pointing down, but they're not there, but they will be in the podcast.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, I loved him so much. I loved him so much. He was really funny and generous with his time. He made me feel really comfortable. I will admit I was a bit nervous about this one because everyone was excited about it. I'd heard so much about Dr. Lenz from other people. We've got a lot of mutual friends. I didn't want to embarrass myself. I probably did. But I was trying not to. And he was just like the nicest person. And I would definitely, definitely love to get him back on. I'm so excited about everything he has in development. And I'm really excited about the new launches. We have both of them. We are testing them right now, so we'll let you know how we get on with those. If you've tried New Zealand's products, I would love to know about it. Drop us a line at Full Coverage Podcast, or at Full Coverage Pod. Pop on the Facebook group, facebook.com/fullcoverage, and then click up on that first pin post and you will find us, the Beauty Banter group, nearly 3,000 of us there. What bonkers. Or you can email us hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com. I'm not doing the song this week, guys. Even the cat's looking at me. Okay, I'll do it, but you've all got to do it with me. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Highlight of the week. As I started doing it, Jeff came in and turned on a tap in the kitchen to drown me out. So, don't feel good about myself there. My highlight this week is something that has gotten me through just a really tough time with my skin at the moment. I'm having a really difficult time. I don't really know why. I'm moving house. I am trying to finish a book and Harry has abandoned me, callously abandoned me. So it probably shouldn't be a surprise to me that I have been struggling with redness and soreness and what seems like eczema or dermatitis, which I've never had in my whole life. And all of a sudden I have got it. But someone from our Facebook group recommended that I try the Ren Evercalm day cream. And I actually had this. So I pulled it out, tried it, and it was amazing. So that's going to be my highlight of the week. The Ren Evercalm Global Protection Day Cream. It's $49 in the US. I think that's a pretty good price for a day cream. I don't think that's terrible. And I genuinely really, really liked it. It did calm down my skin. I've never really thought of myself as being particularly sensitive. As I say, I've never had eczema or dermatitis or anything like this that's so inflamed and difficult to deal with before. So I've been really, really pleased with the results. And my skin is all soft and lovely again. So thank you, Ren. And thank you for listening. Thank you. We'll be back next week, as I said, with a full episode. So that's two episodes in 2 weeks. What a treat. You've had to suffer through just me this week. But next week, you get to hear myself and Difficult Eyes after a couple of beverages answering your questions. So how is that not exciting? Me, Dr. Marco this week, me, drunk Difficult Eyes next week. I mean, if you take the me out of the equation, you can't really argue with it. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to text Difficult Eyes, ask her to bring me back a cream egg, and we will speak to you next week. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.